is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, gentlemen, the fire has been reignited for the mask. Man, I tell you, I am retired. Thank you for that video that you put out the other day. That video had me rolling, especially the part where he presented that hammer. Gentlemen, if you have not seen that video, go watch it. But yes, HMT is back. And what a perfect way to come back with an article from our favorite place, Maskistan. That's right, gentlemen, Maskistan never fails to amaze me. That is a well that will never run dry. Now, this article was published on the 10th of July. Suspecting infidelity, man murks wife. Police on Saturday arrested a 28-year-old man for allegedly strangling his wife to death on suspicion of her being involved with another man. Oh, how this world has thoroughly put into place that men must accept the woman that they're with being able to be with multiple men. However, there are far too many men out there who will not accept that programming. The accused, Sandeep, a street vendor and resident of the Pura area of, I can't even begin to pronounce a lot of these Indian names, had been asking his wife, Usha, not to talk on the phone for long intervals. On Friday night, while she was again busy chatting on the phone, he again warned her. However, she did not pay heed. He got into an argument which stretched over a couple of hours. As things snowballed, Sandeep thrashed his wife and later strangled her to death. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A police official said that on being alerted by the locals, police rushed to the spot, but by the time they got there, Usha was dead. Quote unquote, Sandeep had strangled her, said a police officer. Officials reached the spot and took Sandeep into custody. Usha's parents lodged a police complaint against her husband, who was later arrested and charged with murder under relevant sections of the Indian Penal Code. Inspector Pura Kotwali Chandrakant, I'm pretty sure I butchered that, said that their inquiry shows that Sandeep used to suspect that his wife was cheating on him. Well, well, well. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in the family home. Gotta go with a 10. Method of execution, strangulation, up close and personal. He wanted to make sure that his face was the last thing she saw before it all faded to black. So you know I'm going with a 10 on that one. Psychological impact, I gotta give this one a 5. And for the brutality factor, come on now. You know I'm gonna give him a 10 for the simple fact that he decided to up close and personal her by way of strangulation. So, Sandeep the Strangler gets a score of 35. Let me reiterate, gentlemen. We live in a world that outright and openly applauds female infidelity. Doesn't matter if she's your girlfriend or your wife. The current world that we live in has no problems telling these women, yeah, it's okay. And here's where the more insidious part comes in. The gaslighting of men to say, yeah, this is okay. No. Nope. Yeah, it sucks for a lot of these younger guys out here. But if I get the chance to talk to them, I say, hey, look, if you're going to have to share a woman, better to have multiple women that you're dealing with. Remember, if you're going to play this game of the mating and relationship, you're going to have to start playing just as dirty as them. Be upfront. Look, until you prove to me otherwise, I'm going to assume that you're dealing with multiple men. So guess what? I'm going to be dealing with multiple women. Whether or not that's true, just put that out there. Now, this is not me giving any sort of dating advice. Excuse me. That's just not my thing. However, you guys know me. I'm all about common sense. And I'm all about men adapting to the current environment. So if you're going to deal with these modern women, guess what? You're going to have multiples that you're dealing with. Or, in my humble opinion, get a doll, sit it out. But that's just another option. But anyway, like I said, not every man is going to quote unquote take it on the chin and just walk away. No. All of us men are not cut from that cloth. There are a lot of men, ladies, if you betray them, guess what? He's going to put that mask on. You're going to go into the grave. He's going to go into the box. It is what it is. A lot of men nowadays have had enough. So yeah, they're taking matters into their own hands. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And women around the world, understand the power will eventually go out. Feminism and this false belief that you can do whatever you want to a man and he's supposed to just stand down and take it. Oh, trust and believe. That's going out right along with it. Why? Because men are finally saying, if I can't get legal justice, then I will take personal retribution. And ladies, for all of this, hell have no fury like a woman scorned, I constantly remind you, the most dangerous thing in any society is a man who has nothing left to lose, because that man will take action. Unlike you, quote unquote, scorned women, you enact violence by proxy. No. That man is willing to get his hands dirty. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill. Yeah, fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.